If Hashem wants to make it that the bad will turn into good, Hashem has to make it that the evil can overcome the tzaddik, even at the expense of when the tzaddik doesn't deserve it. And sometimes the process will be such that the rishoyim will become on top of the tzaddikim. After that, the gilui of the memshala will come. And eventually, even the ra itself will become good. And everything will turn into good. And that's when the tzaddikim will get their schar. And Adrab will get more schar because now they were the process of not just being toiv on their own, but they were the vehicle that Hashem used to turn the ra into tov. If Hashem would only run the world with schar onesh and not with the ultimate concept of yichud, then everything would be good for the good and bad for the bad. Okay, let's explain. We said already at the beginning of the Sefer that there are two, I guess, simultaneous mahalchim that Hashem runs the world with. One is schar v'oinish, tit for tat, that we deserve. That's one thing. That's in the here and in the now. And then there's another way that Hashem runs the world, which is bringing the world to its tachlis, of bringing out the gilui of the kavod Hashem in the world from everything. Now, in order for the gilui to come out, there needs to be ra in the world, because if there's no ra, so then we're not partners in bringing it out. It just came out by itself. It has to be that there's ra that we overcome. So therefore, that's how you bring out even the tov even better. So zok there. So how do these two things don't these two things intersect sometimes? Because the ra now has to overcome the tov temporarily, so that eventually it can be defeated. But that means that now the schar v'onesh is going to be put on hold, because now you're not going to be dealing with the tzaddikim according to their actions and then with the Rishon according to their actions. What's guiding what's happening sometimes is not their actions. What's guiding what's going on is the ultimate, the larger Hanhaga.
Other way around also.
Meaning?
Hashem sometimes needs to bring...
It's a peak of Tov now.
Peak of Tov, so then right. It's not...
Right. This is, remember we called this the pendulum? See, there's some things that when you're learning it, you don't think you have any clue what's going on. But eventually, after a year of not having any clue what's going on, things start making sense. Right? If he was only noig with schar ve'onesh, and there'll be never a ra that got over the tov that should be defeated. Since Hashem wants to be misak in the world completely and get rid of the ra, al kenu roitz lalechas im tzaddikim b'derech hanhagas hayichud. So you know what's guiding the tzaddik is hanhagas yichud, not hanhagas mishpat. Shelo yoyelam tzidkasim latzilam yisuri ol mazeh. Unbelievable. New pshat, Rabbi say. Random mahamach. The whole question of why bad things happen to good people assumes that the way the world is run is within the parameters of mishpat. You do something good, you get rewarded. You do something bad, you get punished. So there's a question: why do good things happen? Bad things happen to good people. But Zakhtar Amchal, there's another force guiding the world, which is the fact is that Hashem created the world for a tachlis, and he has to make sure the world gets to that tachlis. And part of the world getting to that tachlis is sometimes giving ra koach so that it can be defeated eventually. But the ra has to take root in the world. So who is the ones that are going to be guided with the hanhag of yichud is gufa the tzaddikim. Gufa the tzaddikim are going to be the ones that Hashem is going to say, you know what, I'm going to use you. You're my people. You're my son. I'm going to use you to bring out the tachlis of the world. So the shmooze that we gave the other day, it's a whole nother level now. It's not just nekama that you'll see it. It's nekama that you'll realize that you were the one chosen to be the tool through which Hashem is bringing out the godless of the world. Here's a Gemara. I'm wondering if this is pshat in the Gemara. I'm thinking now. It's a Gemara. The Gemara says that Rabbi, we're talking about the 3 weeks now, so we're in the Zman of the Churban. This is a Gemara. I don't know if it was Rabbi Kiva or Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Maybe it was Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. He saw a girl, Riva Achas. He saw a girl that was so poor that she was collecting kernels of grain through the manure of the animals to find maybe unprocessed grain that she could eat. So he said, "Who are you?" So she said, "I'm the daughter of Nachdimon Ben Gurion." Nachdimon Ben Gurion was one of the wealthiest person in Yerushalayim at the time of the Churban. So she's okay. There's a Gemara. He said, "What happened to your father's wealth?" She said, "He lost it. Why did he lose it? Because he didn't do tzedakah." Fine. That's the Gemara. Then Rabbi Kiva, then Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai, whoever that is, I think it's Rabbi Yochanan, says an unbelievable line. He says, "Ashrecha Yisrael, praiseworthy is Israel." When they're doing the right thing, Hashem blesses them with ultimate blessings. And when they do the wrong thing, they're subjugated to be under the behemoths of Goyim and even the worst Goyim. So, look, what's the Ashrecha Yisrael? What's the praiseworthy? Like, I get that. What makes us good about that? So, I think maybe this is Pshat. It comes a point where Hashem needs the Ra to take root in the world. And he uses Klal Yisrael, who's Ne'eman to him, to be the ones that the Ra is going to take root over them. And then eventually, when it's defeated, Klal Yisrael cuts on top. It's a very deep point. In other words, it's not through Mishpat, it's through the Tachlis of the world. The Tachlis of the world requires the Ra to take root strongly sometimes. Because only through the defeat of the Ra, right, do we see it better. For example, let's say you have a friend and you talk to think he's a good friend of yours. Why do you think he's a good friend of yours? Because I don't have a good example really, but basically, in other words, I was going to say was that great muscle, but he says hello to you, he says hello to you, right? You schmooze, whatever. But then what happened is, because I said the other day, someone did something to you, right? Someone stole money from you or something, and this guy went ahead after that person and got you back the money, right? So you see more of his ahava for you now because he stood up for you in the time that it was that against your enemy. In other words, what I'm trying to say is sometimes the greater gilui of Hashem is not just when he does tov. The greater gilui of Hashem is when the ra that is against him was defeated. So that's why he needs to do this. And now this is a greater schar than if than had they had to rely on their own schos. Omnam, toiv gam lo'olam, it's good for the world to be around like this, because otherwise we would never see we never see the rod dissipate. Okay? Fine.
What's all that? All the chatting that's like it all the way. This was never brought up. I never heard it.
No one ever heard this, right?
No, and it's like
it's Hanhagas black and white.
Yeah.
Hanhagas. It's incredible. Very chashmazach. The last paragraph in 170 in 166. V'tiri eich nosaf oto elas bezeh. There's another advantage to this. Okay. Shafilu gilu yamem shaloha el yoina yeh b'schos v'lo b'tzadok l'gamri. So this is another reason why this is important, which is what we're saying. Hashem did not want the ultimate gilu of yichud to be a gift to mankind. Oh, here I am one day. No, I want the people to work on it that they brought out the yichud. So therefore, ki afa pishu b'tzedaka l'gavi sharbani on the machlan gavi at tzedikim b'schus of umitoyvam yetivu la'olam kulay nimtza klali sol zoicha. You now not only, he's adding another point. Not only are you were you used by Hashem to bring out the Yichud Hashem, but now all of Klal Yisrael has this chus that they were part. They you're part of Klal Yisrael, so you're bringing this chus to all of Klal Yisrael. So every Yid suffering in Golos is ultimately part of bringing out the ultimate Gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the process. We don't see that part yet, but when there's nekama to the goyim in the end. And that's what we spoke about the last couple of days. That at the end of time, there will be a gevaldika nekama to the goyim. The point of nekama is not, oh, I got you back. The point of nekama is undoing that ra that happened. And now we're bringing out the kavachim shemayim from what from all that ra. And the yid that suffered, he was part of that process. And that's why it's an amazing chesed.
Yeah, I've heard it shared that the whole reason why there has to be a war at the end of days is so the goyim who did bad to the Jews can get their punishment in Eretz Yisrael where they abused the Jews physically there.
Okay, could be.
Yeah, no, it works in perfectly with what we're
Yeah,
learning here.
yeah, yeah. Okay, let's go to 167. Omra neshama. Omra mafia derech hazeh hayaroi shekol ha-tzadikim lo yu ela miyusarim. Mer mitzius in again. According to that adrama, I understand so well tzadik v'raloi, why are there some tzadikim that don't get ra? It is chus to get ra. 167.
It's just inconsistent.
This is the question. Unbelievable question. Sometimes you say a pshat. Let's say, someone asks a kasha on Tosfos. So you say such a good pshat. You didn't send the kasha anymore. So like, I don't understand the question. So now it makes so much sense. So Hashem should choose the greater the tzaddik, the more the suffering. That's for sure. So Omar Seicha, Yesh lo davar zeh shorish amuk me'od. Then for that, I have to go deep.
I think
So
that
buckle when the Ramchal's telling you he's going deep, you better buckle up, right?
I think one of the things
I ain't go
that
to the mikvah, so
you got ready for this one.
one it's not tzaddik rano, Russia top. With
yeah,
that part, it takes one a little.
so he says, "Vezeki." The Ra is done is built in a very specific way. And Hashem is trying constantly to get rid of the Ra. However, what Hashem wants is Gilgulim according to the Ra. Yeah, this is complicated. Basically, it's not random. It's time he called zeros on element. We don't know why. It has to be, it has to fit. Okay, so therefore, so at the end of this paragraph, it says like this, and then we'll stop here. He says, Hashem Yisbarach yodea shelahashlam habri azos tzarich shnei dvarim. That in order, lahashlam habri azos tzarich shnei dvarim, you need two things, there's two factors. Hagboras ha-he'ara, dainu hagboras ha-hashpa, v'ha'aloma u'mi'uta.
So.
The bria needs turning on and off the hashpa. So there are different ways of different things coming to its full tikkun. Some are with bringing it out, and some are with hiding them, and each one is different. We'll have to see where this takes us tomorrow. But
Okay, thank you, Rabbi.
yeah. So.